Welcome back. We're up to Perek Hey Mishnah, Zion Chapter 5, Mishnah 7 of Maseches Shavias. The next couple of Mishnahs that we're going to be dealing with are going to present some things that are not allowed to be sold to individuals during the Shemitah year because we don't want them to come to violate a prohibition because of something that we did. It's like a lifnei iver, that it was like a stumbling block placed in front of someone. Says the Mishnah as follows: Hayotzer mocher chamesh kadei shemen uchamesh esrei kadei yayin. A person who's a yotzer, he's a potter, so he's allowed to sell up to five oil jugs and 15 wine jugs. When he's selling these to an amaretz, this is the amount that he can sell them. Shekin darko lahavi min hafker, because usually when you go and you take some produce from a field that's hefker during the Shemitah year, you're not going to gather more from the hefker field than the amount of grapes to make wine and the amount of olives to make oil to fit in this number of jugs that we just said above. So again, you're taking from hefker property, you're taking this amount, so or no more than this. So therefore, the rabbis basically said, when you pick from these ownerless properties, since you're not going to get more than this, you can sell an amaretz this amount. You sell him more, then he may inadvertently be supporting his stealing of Shemitah produce, perhaps from elsewhere that he should not have been stealing from. But if the buyer brought home more than this, meaning he's standing before you and he says he has like 10 lots of baskets of these things, so then you're allowed to go ahead and sell him the number of jugs that he needs, because we could assume that he didn't do this illegally, he did it legally. And also you can sell more than this amount of jugs to a non-Jew who lives in Israel, and there's no concern that maybe he'll then sell it to a Jewish person in Israel who lives in Israel, and you can sell it to a Jewish person outside of the land of Israel, and we're not going to be concerned, even if he is an Amar, that he's going to bring them to Israel and then start doing usher things as a result. That was Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah Ches now goes further with the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel on a similar topic. Beis Shammai, Omer Beis Shammai, say lo yimkor lo parach horeshes bashvias. A person can sell another guy a cow that plows, that has been trained to plow during the Shemitah year, because he's definitely going to use it for plowing. Beis Hillel matir, but Beis Hillel say that to use a cow like this, to sell a cow like this would actually be totally okay, because he can just be buying because he wants to eat some hamburgers that night, and so therefore you are allowed to sell a cow like this, which is just interesting, because at the end of the day you wouldn't buy a special cow, then you would buy just a regular cow who doesn't have any skills, but a cow that has skills, you would think that you're not just going to buy it to kill. But okay, that's what the Mishnah says. And then mocher lo peros afilu b'shas hazera, a person can sell another guy produce even during the season that you're going to be doing the planting, because you could assume that he's not planting it, he's just going to eat it. And a person can lend their own measure, even though someone knows that he has a threshing floor and he may use it for the threshing floor, and he would come to use it during the Shemitah year to measure produce to store it, which is obviously not allowed, and so therefore it's a chiddush to say that you are allowed to use it, you are allowed to lend it to someone. And a person can change their maus into prutos, which is essentially going from like a $100 bill to a $10 bill, maybe not that same ratio, but the same idea, a bigger coin to a lesser coin, and this is allowed to do this. You're allowed to be the money changer for this guy, even though you know that this guy has workers who you know violated the prohibition of Shemitah, and so even so you can give it to him, because you could assume maybe he's actually using the money for other things. He needs to make a quick drive to CVS just to pick up some chapstick, and so you can then make the change for him, even though you're technically honestly, in all likelihood, but there's a chance you could be supporting him, paying his workers who he had worked during the Shemitah year. And then finally, the Mishnah says, "The kulan beferish asurin." all of these things are going to be totally usher if the guy comes in and says, yeah, I'm definitely going to now change this money because I want to pay my workers. That's totally usher, and so on and so forth. But we're dealing in a case over here where it's all suffix. It's all in a doubt. We don't know. Excuse me. We don't know what's going to be. And so therefore we say, okay, we could be down the coast in certain situations. In certain situations, we don't want to push the envelope. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Ches. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Tes. Have a wonderful day.